Hello, welcome to the Millionaire Woman Show, where we'll be discussing leadership, business, and human potential, inspiring you to live rich from the inside out. Unlock your creativity, stretch out of your comfort zone, break through your barriers, take inspired action, and achieve epic results. Now, here's your host, two-time best-selling author, speaker, and certified executive coach, Deborah Kosowski.
Hey there, everyone, and welcome to episode 32, Help Yourself First. When a person travels, their view of the world expands. And this past weekend, I watched the movie Sully, where Tom Hanks played the lead pilot. It was about the miracle on the Hudson, where the plane lands in the river versus heading back to the nearby airport runway. As I was watching the movie, I was reminded by the safety messages that many of us take for granted at the beginning of a flight. It is routine, however, these checklists are important in ensuring our safety. These routine checklists remind us that we need to put on our own oxygen masks first. We need to look after ourselves before we can serve others. Are you looking after yourself first? It is so easy to overcommit and put the needs of others above our own, but at the end of the day, who truly suffers? Who do you want to show up as in the world? And what do your actions say about who you are? Helping yourself shows up in many ways. Number one is taking 100% responsibility for your contribution in making a difference in the world around you. All too often, businesses and in organizations, people tend to think that someone owes them. They believe that others are responsible for the delivery of what they want to happen. Businesses and organizations are only one piece of the puzzle. When we cast blame or complain that another person or group of people owes you, you actually give away your power. And this power is yours. You have the ability to make a difference by contributing in your own way. And by holding back, you're not serving anyone. You have the power to make the difference. Your contribution may be as simple as having a one-on-one conversation with someone, or more complex, like creating a whole movement through social media. How are you promoting your business, your organization, or even your profession? Why do others want to join you? As my colleague, multi-Emmy Award winner and Nobel Peace Prize nominee for her Project Forgive, Dr. Sean Duperin would say, what are you broadcasting? Number two is examine your habits. What habits are helping you move forward? What habits are holding you back? Some of the habits that you can look at are getting at least 8 hours of sleep a night, exercising 30 to 60 minutes a day, eating healthy foods, drink at least 6 to 8 glasses of water a day, prepare in advance for your meetings, commit to reading 20 minutes a day, plan out your week in advance with the flexibility to adjust where needed, reward yourself for meeting your goals, follow up with new prospects within 24 hours of meeting them, review your profit and losses weekly, balance your checkbook, review bank statements. Avoid eating out too frequently. All of these activities are ways in which you are actually helping yourself. And you're thinking, you know what? Those seem so simple. But helping yourself is simple. Number three is learn to say no to others so that you can take care of yourself. It is way too easy to dismiss a commitment that we had with ourselves to go to the gym or spend time cleaning up clutter in order to help another person. Oh, I can just do that later. Over time, you may see results from when you didn't take care of yourself. These can show up as forms of being overweight, exhausted, an illness, or frustration and anxiety because you couldn't find what you needed to. Setting boundaries and understanding what you will tolerate and what you won't tolerate is important. You must clearly communicate your wants and needs to others. If you spend more time pleasing others, you will neglect your own wants and needs, and you may get frustrated or irritated. By saying no to others, you are actually saying yes to yourself. By taking care of yourself first, you will then be replenished so that you can serve others in the way that you want to and that you're able to. Ensure that you're taking time to reward yourself for the accomplishments that you have done. Acknowledge how far you've come. 4, invest in your own personal growth. Taking time and money to invest in yourself leads to an unlimited return on investment. You may advance academically or work with a personal trainer and feel stronger. Maybe you decided to learn from a yogi in India or take a watercolors class. No matter what you choose to do in the process, you will learn more about yourself and how you interact with the world. You may even get that job promotion, develop meaningful relationships, or even become a famous artist. A world of possibilities opens up when you invest in yourself. Personal investments equals personal fulfillment. 5 is allow another person's growth. As someone like myself who enjoys helping others, I sometimes forget that if I jump in and do something for someone, they're unable to learn and grow. You can't help people by doing everything for them. Let them take responsibility for their action and also let them learn from the consequences, unless they are in danger, of course. Instead, ask questions and be there to support them when they need it. Many learn from taking action and adjusting their course as they move forward. By helping yourself first, you will be better able to help others when your needs are met first. Remember, put your own oxygen mask on first and live on purpose. We are so excited. The Millionaire Woman Show has grown 6 times since the beginning of inception, and we are so glad that you could join us. But you know, we wanted to talk about helping yourself first because that is a success strategy. It works in leadership areas, it works in business, it works in organizations, and it helps families as well. But you know, as someone, each person needs to take that time to look after themselves. We're so excited that you've been here. We hope that you have gained some golden nuggets and that you will share this podcast with others. Give us a 5-star rating. Write a review of your favorite nuggets that you are learning from this podcast. What's your favorite episode? We'd love to hear. You can email us at debra@debrakozowski.com. And if you want to grab the show notes, go to themillionairewoman.com/podcast and it will get you there. Until next time, make sure you be the change you want to see in the world and join us for the next episode. You don't want to miss out. Take care and have a fabulous day.